Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday, presented by Blake Street Tavern. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos.
Daylight savings since the last fire up, so we're fired up. It's dark out. The Broncos are off the bye week, and here we go out to the soccer stadium. Let's go, Alfred.
It's always a fantastic time to getting an opportunity to play against a guy like Phillip Rivers. His fiery attitude is fantastic. It just makes you want to crush him. It makes you want to defeat him and the team that he's part of. And we have some guys around here that can do that. But it's all about your approach. How are you looking at this game? Are you looking at this game as a start to something great? Or are you looking at this as another game? Well, if you're looking at it for something great, I have some great players for you. How about Hans and Chris to get this thing party started?
Rivers handles the low snap, steps up in trouble. Rivers is dumped back at the 33. Vaughn Miller is a man on a mission.
Rivers gets the snap, rushes coming. Rivers steps up, throws, trying to find a soft spot. It's intercepted, picked off by Harris.
And oh, did he fumble the ball? Yes, he did. Denver's got it. And coming through, Vaughn Miller got the ball. Rivers leaning forward, gets the shotgun snap. He sets and winds and throws a pass. It's intercepted. It's picked up by Chris Harris on a dive on the hash mark at the 33-yard line in Denver territory.
I love it. Soccer music for the soccer stadium.
Oh, that stadium's going to be orange on Sunday.
That stadium does have a sponsor name, but for the time being, we'll just call it Unnamed Sponsor Stadium West for in honor of the Broncos. Yeah, I love it. All right. Hey, listen, people are slow to get fired up here, so 303-713-1043. Morris is it. Morris is our guy. We can count on Morris.
Oh, Morris, what's up?
What do you got, Morris?
Woo! Yo, Mile High City! We're going to pick up our whole downtown Denver, load on everything, and we're going to pack it right in Los Angeles, California. There will be more Bronco fans at that game than there will be Chargers fans. And you know why? People are saying, oh, Phillip Rivers, he's pretty good. We like Phillip Rivers. It doesn't matter what they think about Phillip Rivers. All you're going to hear on Sunday is this. A bunch of power cords get in trouble by a bunch of mad, angry Broncos!
Hey,
technically it's in Carson.
It's my Broncos.
Oh.
I go Broncos.
What?
They're my Broncos.
Oh.
I go Broncos.
What?
They're my Broncos.
Oh.
Go Broncos. Those my Broncos.
Sure, let's go to the next person. Oh, okay, well, they're not calling. Now they're calling. We'll get him in a second.
I feel so good about this matchup. It's going to be so beautiful out there. Sunny and 75. And when we hit the streets, man, in L.A., it's all about the business, man. We can get back there and party next time.
Yeah.
But right now, it's time to take care of this business. This team is talented. They have options. We just need to shut down Melvin Gordon. Sue Cravens is going to be responsible for that. And when it happens, it's going to lead to so many good things for us. Our offensive line, I know we've had some issues. But with those issues, we've also had some additions. Some guys that have made some big, big contributions to this team this year have made their way back. Guys like Royce Freeman.
What?
Guys like Darian Gordon.
Yeah.
And how about Deshaun Hamilton is going to make his return.
Yeah.
My main man, Darian Gordon, welcome back to the team.
Get on the play by Roby. And takes the ball down to the 26 and a fumble on the play. He coughed it up and recovered by Denver and Stewart. With the flag thrown.
Rivers from the gun, back to pass, short dump off over the middle, and it's deflected and picked off.
What?
Picked off by Denver, running down the left sideline, untouched in the end zone, Bradley Roby. Deshaun Hamilton.
Sawyer, you're on the fire up. Yes, Sawyer.
Big Al, I'm ready to watch the Bucks tomorrow. Whoop it up on Utah.
Everyone's
talking about McIntyre, but I'm going to watch him. Then Sunday, Broncos coming. Vaughn's going to be sacking Phillips. Phillip Lindsay's going to be running all over the field. Guns getting some touchdowns. We're getting that dub. Go, bro.
Get that dub.
Get the dub, baby.
There
That's
you
all
go,
we care
Sawyer.
About, man. My Colorado Buffalo is going to come with it tomorrow.
Oh,
Senior
yeah.
Day.
Yes.
Senior Day.
Josh, you're on the fire up. Yes, Josh.
Hey, I got you.
Yeah.
We're
going
to go Von Miller with one.
Yeah.
We're going to go Shaq Barrett with one.
All right.
We're
going to
go Chubb with three.
Nice.
And Dominic in the Harper Stadium. Ole, ole, ole,
ole. Ole, ole,
get him, Jay.
I feel so good about it, man. And you know what? The weather's going to be good, which means that all of the fast players, it moves so good on that kind of turf. I can't wait to see what Emmanuel Sanders is going to do right off of a bye week.
That's
knowing
correct.
That he's a number one receiver. Hey, man, did we get
what?
Our young receiver into the mix?
What?
Did Cortland Sutton get into shape
did
over
he?
This time period? Because last night, D-Mac,
what?
It looked like the Nuggets got in shape
oh!
on the Atlanta Hawks.
Got a smaller man on him. Goldberg inside.
Noon run at the YMCA, but glad he's on the Jamie Moyer of the NBA is out there for the Hawks with quality minutes, so good for them. But yeah, they look good. Our hockey team, we got some action tonight at the Can. The Avs coming off that incredible comeback. I can lead you right into that if you want. Go on, Avalanche. Put it together.
Into the corner for Richard.
Center will be chanting, run, 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 run. Yeah, Grubauer. What's up, Ryan?
Rocco Country.
Yes.
Start with a little guy, the local, Phillip Lindsay.
Yes.
Go Bucks. Go Broncos.
Yes.
We got Phillip Rivers crying for all five Charger fans that you can think of.
Right.
I don't know any. Do you know any?
No, I don't know any, no.
I don't know any Charger fans.
I don't know any Charger fans.
Hey, final thing, if this doesn't happen, we're going to end with John Hart.
Yeah! Either way, it works out. All right, let me go to a couple. Travis, you're on the fire up. Yes, Travis.
Yeah, let me tell you something, brother. I can't wait for Los Angeles. Yeah, it's going to be orange because we're taking our shirts off and getting those muscles sunburned, baby.
Nice.
You can take away our O-line, but you can take away our coach, too. And we're going to come out with this rookie class, baby, because the orange cream rises to the top.
Travis! Giannis, I love it. Little macho man. One more.
Let's get it.
Let's go to Mondo. What's up, Mondo?
Mondo.
Yeah, baby. On Sunday, it's going to be cry, baby. Phillip Rivers, cry. And it's going to be chop. Stacking up, baby.
Hey, Alfred, it's working. Hey, you know, working. Come on now.
Can I get an encore? Do you want more?
One, two, three, four.
You waiting for? Hey, check it out, man.
What?
The way that this works is that my main man, Case Keenum, has to play well. It's always up to the quarterback to move the ball, to get points on the board. Yeah, the defense has to play solid, and they have to get the stops and the turnovers. But when it comes to the offense, man, there's only one guy that makes this work.
What?
And that one guy.
Who is it, Alfred?
It's none other.
Who is it, Alfred?
It's my main man, Case Keenum. Come on, give me something.
Number 12, third and goal. Keenum, middle of the field. Caught at the needle. Touchdown, Broncos. Ironman somehow got the football between two defenders.
Keenum going to keep it. Go for the end zone. He gets there. And Keenum. Cardinals receiver Tim Patrick with his first NFL reception this year, 24-yard touchdown pass.
The Bronco quarterback Keenum gets the Del High shotgun snap. Here comes the play. He's hit as he throws downfield. He's got the tight end 40. Goes to the near side 30. Hireman takes it to the 28. Across the field to the near side to the Chiefs 28. 36-yard pickup. What a throw by Keenum!
This weekend, we need him to play inspired football.
Come on.
We understand what that looks like around here in Denver, Colorado. We've been looking at that for decades, man. I mean, decades.
What
look up
need?
In that stadium.
What are you going to get?
You see the ring.
What?
You see the honors.
Come
you
on.
See the Super Bowl trophies. You see the AFC West Championship banners. We just don't just go away. We really get it in around here in Denver,
what?
Colorado. Which means
what?
All we want is to win.
What do you
all
mean?
We want is dub.
What do you
all
want?
We want is victory.
What do you
give
want?
Give me the win. Give me the dub.
What?
Give me the victory. Give me the win. Give me the dub.
Come on.
Victory.
Hey!
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 Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey!
Hey! Give me the win.
Woo!
Give me the victory.
Woo! Suck it, Phyllis.
And D-Max Friday Fire Up, presented by the Colorado Professional Firefighters. It's your daily exclamation mark with Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Shomp BMW.
You've got to be able to defend Melvin Gordon on the edge. You look at the Chargers' run game, it's all off the edge. There's a lot of pin, there's a lot of crackback blocks, there's a lot from the receivers and the tight ends. So when that happens, you've got to be able to replace. When a receiver motions down and cracks the defensive end, the safety has to replace or the corner has to replace. You have got to set a firm edge because they are going to pitch, they're going to toss, and they're going to run a downhill outside the tight end run game. It's unique because they're one of the only teams that basically that's what they do the most. Like, that's where they live the majority of the time. So that edge run, that's going to come down to safeties. That's going to come down to cornerbacks. And remember, the Broncos had a serious issue defending that against the Jets earlier in the season. So that's going to be imperative that they're able to do those things. As you travel out to Carson, California, you could have a chance to come away with a victory when you get your cleats on the grass.
Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans, Monday morning at 6 on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. to Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
On the RamosLaw.com text line, D-Mac would be a great hype man for Vanilla Ice. Well, wait. Now, I've been studying Migos, okay?
Oh!
Talking the talk and walking the walk, and talking and walking. And I was watching Migos in the carpool karaoke with James Corden, and I've been studying their techniques. I think I've been doing pretty good. Is that what they say?
Huh?
Yeah. What? I mean, stuff like that. Isn't credit something too? Yeah, I think I can do it.
It should be a fun game.
I love
game,
Migos is like my favorite band.
It should be a fun game.
Did you see what they did to Sweet Caroline?
No.
Oh, dude. Big Migos sexy. If you can find James Corden, Migos singing Sweet Caroline in the car, it's awesome.
Really?
It's awesome. No, I think I've definitely become a professional hype man.
I love it, man. Love the fire-ups on Friday. So much to be excited for, man. I mean, golly. We got football that is being played at the college level.
We've expanded
our high school level.
We've expanded our base of what we're excited for.
That's right. And the pro level. And
because
now
we had to.
We have the Nuggets that have returned to the victory column. And, of course, the Avs, man. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. A great weekend for sports. If you're a sports fan, we got you covered.
Somebody like me saying, suck it, Phyllis. That was hilarious. Thank you. I mean, it's that type of expertise that comes with, a degree at Syracuse. When exactly to say, suck it, Phyllis. Nah, you go into a weekend. You want to have fun with it all, right? Can't take it too seriously. Have a good time.
Oh, I just love Fridays. I love the fire up on Fridays. I love the fellas participating. And we're all Bronco fans around here.
What,
Even when it's not great, man, it still feels authentic.
Ryan is saying Migos isn't a band.
Migos is no, it's
they're
Migos.
Not a band?
Migos.
What are they then? There's
yeah,
three of
Migos.
Them.
Yeah, Migos.
Yeah, they're why Migos. Aren't they a band?
The Migos. They are.
Yeah, that's what Ryan.
Are they called a group? Quavo, Offset, and Takeoff.
Bands play instruments. Not anymore, dude. It's not 1985.
Let's hear some of that, man. Yeah. I want to hear that.
Yeah, you like it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I like it sweet out there now.
Sweet.
Sweet Caroline, baby.
Here we go.
Sweet. Hey.
Sweet. Hey.
Sweet Caroline, baby.
Where it began. Where? I can begin to know, but then I know it's growing strong, strong.
Offset, boom,
hey.
Boom.
Was it the spring?
What did the spring become?
Spring.
They said it came to summer, but believed you come along.
Come on, okay,
come on. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Pretty funny.
Mm.
Amigos are a collective. It's the same thing. Golly, guys.
Band technical.
Yeah, lighten up, Francis.
I think the last weekend for the concert series is.
Oh my God! Here's another guy.
Who's,
Ryan, just it's okay. Band, you know what I meant.
Hey, yeah, back together as a project.
dude, just I don't know where you're going. So
he was fired up, man.
I know.
He's
a little too fired up.
Fired up for this weekend.
So we'll leave it alone. I appreciate how fired up he is.
Is Drake coming back here, man?
No.
Is Drake ever coming back to Denver?
Nah, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe we missed the concert.
I mean, I want to hear Tuscan Leather.
Oh, my man.
Yeah.
Way to get it in.
Yeah. What's that line?
Did
I don't know.
Did you see the Space Jams at the...
where is that?
There's so many good things going on at halftimes these days.
Oh, here we go.
What?
High school lineup.
Oh, yeah.
We've got... that's the 25th. What do we got here today? No, that's tonight. That's tonight, 16th. Sorry. So we got Valor against Thunder Ridge.
Mm.
Should be a good matchup. Eagle Crest against Grandview. Wow. There's a neighborhood backyard brawl.
Oh, yeah.
That's out at Legacy, so that's in near CT. Columbine against Pomona. And Creek against Ralston Valley. Well, I don't know. Where is Ralston Valley, by the way? Help me out. Sorry.
Arvada? Yeah.
All right. So, boy, how strong is our... I mean, you got Creek, Eagle Crest, and Grandview all in the same area. Sports hotbed right in our neighborhood, Alfred. Valor, Thunder Ridge, Columbine, Pomona, and Ralston Valley. So nobody from down south, huh? It's kind of a...
What's down south?
Springs, Pueblo. Are there no 5A schools down there? There is. Pine Creek's down there, for sure. I don't know what's down in Pueblo. They might not be 5A down there. I don't know. Anywho, good luck to all those. Eagle Crest and Grandview are playing tomorrow. Sorry, my bad. That is tomorrow. Tonight, it's the NFL, Ed McCaffrey NFL pros coaching. That is something when you look over on that Valor sideline, Al.
Oh, that's right. Like, that's got
six coaches.
Right. You got Stokely over there.
You got Stokely there. You got Tyler there.
Raging Cajun.
Columbus,
right,
that is right.
God, I think there's somebody else who used to play for the Broncos. I think there's at least four of them over there. They're a really good team. Really, really good. So good luck to all those kids, all those families. That's always exciting. Right? Right. Coach Logan's got them all fired up over there at Creek. What is that game? That'd be fun to go to. Is that tonight? Tonight it's Stutler Bowl. Ow! By the way, on a real... Ben Hamilton's there? I knew there was at least four of them.
Jeff Thomason.
Don't know him. Where's he come
tight
from?
End.
What years did he play for the Broncos?
Super Bowl years.
Oh, really?
He played with, Oregon, played 10 years in the NFL with the Bengals, Packers, and Eagles.
So they have five...
Played in three Super Bowls, one in one.
They have five ex-Broncos, all with rings, coaching over at Valor.
Stokely.
Stokely's got multiple rings. They're an underdog story. I don't know how they're going to do it. They're done with McCaffrey's, by the way. How long have they had McCaffrey's playing football
this year?
Yeah. Well, Luke's a senior, so he's going off to Nebraska.
Travis Kershke, two-time Super Bowl champion, entering ninth year coaching at Valor.
Really? Where did he play?
Richard Harvey.
Oh, Richard Harvey? Richard is over there, too?
Scott Zimmerman.
Oh, that is just a
Jimmy
stick.
Spencer.
That you got. Jimmy is over there. Jimmy Spencer, who coached in the NFL, is coaching high school football. Okay. I coached with Jimmy back in the day. It's my guy.
Is he any good?
Oh, yeah. He's a great, great, great demeanor, too. Great teacher.
John Howell. He's playing with the Buccaneers.
Well, if I'm hearing all that, all I can say is go Thunder Ridge. All right, so have a great time tonight, and then we get right to a fun weekend. Is this it for Coach McIntyre?
Hope not.
Is this it for Vance Joseph?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't think he'll be fired after this game, but is he to the point of no return? We'll explore that next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage, special circumstance lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222. The phone number. number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Here's Big Alan D-Mac.
You want to pick some games on?
Let's do it, buddy.
Yeah, all right. King Supers fan football pick'em. I mean, you gave me great advice last night.
Oh, my goodness, D-Mac. Come on,
take
man.
Seattle.
Did you really?
I can't even believe
it. This is why we can't win. This
really?
Is why we, this
it's
is
at
why we,
Seattle.
This is why we can't
Should
win,
Should I switch
D-Mac?
To the Packers? I'll switch to the Packers if you feel that strongly about it.
Man, come
I got
on.
It
I'd,
right
like to
now.
Get, I'd like to win the fan.
I'll put it on you. I'm switching right now.
All right.
There I did. I
there
switched
you go.
It.
They're in desperation mode there.
What? I'm there. It's done. Thanks. So, thanks for your genius advice. You could win $250 King Super gift card each week. I don't have a chance. I listen to Alfred. The grand prize is a groceries for a year from King Supers. Go register at 1043thefan.com. We start off with the toilet bowl, the Raiders and the Cardinals.
From the gun, Rivers forced out of the pocket, on the move to the left. Looks deep, throws to Keenan Allen. Intercepted, I believe. Picked off Gilchrist.
Marcus Gilchrist right there with a timely interception. The Raiders badly needed that.
Line Rosen to throw. Pressure comes, gets away from Wolf, and then the ball's knocked out of his hands. The ball rolling on the field at midfield, still rolling, caromed around, and scooped up by Denver. That ball bounced, caromed, rolled, and finally picked up on the near sidelines by DeMarcus Walker.
Hi, I don't know.
You know, every time I see the Raiders on
good
the schedule.
Good to hear Brent Musburger, by the way, on a call, not being able to see anything.
Every time I see the Raiders on the schedule, I am going to pick against them.
Sure,
Derek Carr, by
sense.
The way, is completing 71.5% of his passes.
He yeah, because they're all
touchdowns,
like 6 yards long.
10 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
What's his yards per throw?
I don't know. Oh, I don't even have him in front of me. But
don't worry about it.
But Cook has played well to tight end. Rashard has played good to running back. But there's no way that I'm going to ever pick the Raiders to win any more games this year because we know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
It's been effective. But it's tough to watch. So I'm picking the Cardinals and Rosen to get a win this weekend against the Raiders.
All right, moving on. Steelers against the Jaguars.
Shotgun for Ben. Right side to his left, twins that way. He's back looking right. And he finds a man, and that is Jesse James. And Jesse James runs for the pylon. Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. 8-yard run for Jesse James with the catch.
Play fake. Going downfield, wide open, and picked off by Telvin Smith after went in and out of the hands of Mo Alie-Cox. What an athletic interception by Telvin. Alie-Cox was wide open on the far sideline, but he bobbled it, and Telvin picked it off. What a play by Telvin Smith.
D-Mac, this yes. Jaguars team may be looking for another quarterback this year in the NFL draft. They're now 3-6, and the slide is on. Doug Marrone may be out. There may be massive changes there in Jacksonville. The Steelers, on the other hand, they found a way to play a brand of football that is really acceptable. It is really nice to see, really creative, and James Conner has been outstanding as the lead carrier of the football and as a receiver. Well over 1,100 yards so far this year already. I'm taking the Steelers in this one. They should dust off the Jaguars and put them to sleep.
Okay. I think so, too. The Jaguars are circling the drain and probably looking for another quarterback. This one is interesting. Bengals and the Ravens. He said.
First and goal from the 3-yard line for Cincinnati. Dalton under center. Fakes a handoff. He wants to throw. He passes for Ross.
Yeah.
Touchdown. Bengals. A crossing route on the back line of the end zone. And John Ross hauls in his third touchdown catch of the season.
First and goal at the 1. Power formation. Backs in the eye. Give it to Collins. Bends to the right side. He's got all kind of room. He's got a touchdown. Alex Collins in for 6.
Now, who is starting for the Ravens, by the way? I'm doing some computer searching
they haven't,
here.
They haven't announced a starter yet. Joe Flacco didn't
he's
practice
out.
All week.
Right, but I heard Lamar Jackson.
They didn't call him out yet. They didn't
okay.
say that he was completely out
because I heard
yet.
Lamar Jackson's hurt, too.
Well, he was just sick. He was just sick yesterday, so there's a chance that we could see him. But the real story is...
So Flacco could still go, huh?
Flacco still could go. They haven't ruled him out completely yet. But apparently he's got some injury. I think it's a hip injury that is holding him out of practice all week. Or ribs or something like that. I'm looking at this game as... AJ Green is out for the Bengals.
Okay.
This is going to be a tough, tough contest. But I think... And you're gonna laugh when I say this, but Hugh Jackson is going to help the Cincinnati Bengals get to the playoffs this year.
Well, we see the Bengals in a couple of weeks, so is that a bad sign?
I think the guy's got a lot of offense. Hugh Jackson has a lot of offense.
The Bengals were just humiliated last week, though.
Well, of course. But they have a new defensive coordinator. It's their head coach. And once again,
okay.
Once again, they have a guy who is... a really good offensive play caller. Maybe he's not a great head coach. He wanted to be an offensive play caller there in Cleveland. He tried to force the hand, and because of it, he got fired. But he's a great offensive play caller. Look for the Bengals to take a tick up offensively.
All right, finally, time for our Broncos pick, brought to you by King Soopers, the official grocery store of the Broncos. Broncos and the Chargers.
Under center turns, gives to Lindsay. A hole on the left side, breaks the tackle to the 20. A little zigzag to the 15, inside the 10, fighting his way to the 5 and all the way to the end zone for the touchdown. Philip Lindsay's second rushing touchdown of the year, 28 yards, as he broke the tackle of Zach Moore and left him and the rest of the Cardinals grasping at dust.
Melvin Gordon to his left, Rivers to throw. Has time. Looking. Now chased, now sacked. That's a coverage sack, and that's Von Miller. He's got at least one sack in 5 straight games now. That is 6 on the year, and he now has 14 sacks in 14 games against the Chargers in his career, and with that sack, he moves past Carl Mecklenburg for the second most in Broncos history.
Okay, Al.
All week I've been talking about how great Phillip Rivers is, and I think he truly is a great quarterback. But I think we're going to get it done this weekend, D-Mac. I've changed my pick. I'm taking the Denver Broncos, and that week off to get everybody healthy should do us so much good. Royce Freeman should be able to run with power, and of course Phillip Lindsay is going to run with speed, and this thing is going to look so much different when Case Keenum on the perimeter getting easy throws and making things happen. You don't want to leave one-on-ones with Emmanuel Sanders and Courtland Sutton because they'll win. So I have the Denver Broncos winning this football game, 23-17.
Something has happened that will change our lives forever here at The Fan. I mean, I am not joking. Details on that next.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
By the way, I'm getting multiple texts that Lamar Jackson is starting and Flacco's out. So, anybody want to further clarify that one? You want to cite your source on that, Alfred?
I was looking at it earlier, unless it was just announced.
I don't know.
So, per rap sheet, that is pretty reputable. The Ravens officially list Joe Flacco as doubtful on the injury report because of his hip. Robert Griffin III will be active for the first time and expect Lamar Jackson to play as well. No listed starter.
Oh, okay. So you're right, Al.
Came out about 5 hours
ago. Suck it there, texters. Huh. Wrong with that. We're moving on up. See, this dummy on the text line. Wrong. It's Jackson or RG3. Flacco is out. No, it's not. Ding dong. Moving on up. I got such an awesome day tomorrow.
Skiing?
No, I can't ski to like March. I had ACL surgery 2 months ago.
If you were in the NFL, you'd be playing this week.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be out for the year.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I would be out for the year.
No, you'd be playing this week.
2 months after ACL surgery and meniscus surgery.
Didn't stop T.O.?
Yeah, well, most people that have ACL tears and surgery are out for the year.
And even that didn't help him become a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Max Garcia is out for the year. He's not. What am I even? What kind of argument am I having?
No, I'm just joking.
Lord almighty.
I'm just kidding.
Les Miles is officially going to KU. Is that right?
Is that done?
That's official.
Is that done?
All right, there you go.
Those are the reports.
Well, I know you accepted a buyout from LSU yesterday for $1.6 million.
I'm getting another text on the RamosLaw.com text line about Bobo at CSU. Yeah, I guess they'll fire him too.
Really, Mike Bobo out?
Well, I mean,
he's had a tough year physically. I know he's had some physical issues with being sick early on in the year.
Well, I don't care. I'm just reading texts from Asunder fans. Hashtag Asunder. Everybody blames the coach. It's always the coach's fault. It's the first guy to go. Actually, the coordinators are the first guys to go, and then the coaches go. But that's the way it goes. That's the nature of sports.
Are they going to go find another coach from the SEC?
Yeah, I don't know. It worked. McElwain got him going. Then he took that really embarrassing picture on a boat, and then it was just done.
McElwain?
Just joking. It looked like him.
With the shark?
Yeah. It did look like him. I'm watching my Syracuse Orange play Notre Dame at 12:30. And then I'm off to a little VIP thing, a Warren Miller debut downtown. I'm really looking forward to that, even though I'm not skiing this weekend. Normally, I would be skiing this weekend. I've skied like this weekend. The weekend before Thanksgiving, I think I've skied of my 19 winters in Colorado. I think I've skied 17 of the 19 winters in Colorado this weekend. It's just such a great time to go. Nobody's up there. It's you get to mount to yourself.
I got
to
buy a pass.
You don't have to buy a pass.
I do.
Why? Well, you should get the Loveland pass. It's the best deal.
I like Loveland.
How many times do you think you're going to go snowboarding this year?
See, I bought the pass last year, and I went 3 times.
Yeah, you got ripped off.
I got ripped
off. Just pay for the day that you go. You'll be fine.
But my son, man, he's a go-getter. He goes, maybe 20 times a year.
Then he should buy a pass.
Yeah. I thought I was going to go 20 times a year, but I wasn't in shape last year.
No.
This year, I'm in shape.
Well, what are you going to do then?
I think I'm going to snowboard. I just don't want to, I want to take it too, the BBB is still going to be there.
All right.
The big brother on the board.
All right. No.
People move out the way when I come down the hill.
Drop it like it's hot, and then we can go hit
move,
that.
Move, chick. We can get out the way. Get out the way.
I'd love to go
get
back in with you. We can go.
Move.
We can go look for your cell phone.
You know what, man? I got
Al took a biff at Loveland a few years back.
Oh, my goodness. But the powder was so...
Oh, it was awesome.
The powder at Loveland that day was so, so fluffy.
But
I took a flip, and I took another flip.
Yeah.
And I came up laughing like...
Like a bed of pillows.
Right. It was unbelievable.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable. I lost my cell phone.
Nobody gave Al the dad advice. Zip up your pockets.
Oh, I know.
Got to zip up your pockets.
I didn't expect to fall, though. I mean,
it doesn't matter. You always zip up. That's like dad advice.
I know, man.
Son, did you zip up your pockets? Mm. All right, let's go. That should be a fun sports weekend.
Well, I put my phone in my shorts underneath my pants. So they're not coming out.
All right.
And then I use my watch to talk.
I'm with you in March, homeboy. We'll rip it up.
Let's do it.
I mean, you can go whenever you want, but I'll be back in March.
As soon as they have that champagne powder, I'm in.
I'm looking for the blue groomers this year for me.
Blue groomers?
Yeah,
well, I can run with you all day then.
Well, let's go.
I can do that all day.
I think I got to take it a little easy here.
I
know.
I want to learn how to ski, though.
Why?
Because, snowboarding, man, when you fall, get to a certain age where you don't want to fall.
No kidding.
You know what I'm saying? So,
no joke.
So now I'm looking, I'm thinking about skiing.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Thinking about it.
I can teach you how to ski in 2 hours.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
I could teach you how
I'm to looking
ski.
Forward to that. Can you ski in powder?
Nah, I couldn't teach you how to ski in powder in 2 hours.
You
need like a lifetime to learn how to really ski in powder. You don't need a lifetime, but you need to.
Snowboarding in powder is unbelievable.
Skiing in powder is fun. It's hard.
Oh, it really is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so you want to be on groomed trails on the skis.
I like going fast. That's my thing.
Oh, no, I need the powder. I need to.
You can do that in skis, too. You just got to be.
Guys, really quick.
You got to be in really good shape.
I hate to break this conversation up. You know there's a championship going on this weekend, right?
What's that? Championship this weekend.
That is NASCAR's championship being taking place on Wednesday. Wednesday.
Down
at Homestead on Sunday.
Look at you. You're slipping some NASCAR talk in.
I'm trying to because this is the last race that Furniture Row Racing will ever
race as a team. That's right. Furniture Row.
Martin Truex Jr. and his crew chief, Cole Pern, are going to be moving to Joe Gibbs Racing next year. And Furniture Row Racing will completely cease to exist after this season.
I thought we were working on getting one of those guys on the air.
It didn't happen. They were on the Tonight Show this week. Truex qualified third at the season finale at Homestead. Just happened this afternoon. So he is in contention. He's in the final four for the championship. So I know we normally don't talk NASCAR or much racing here on the show, but I wanted to give a quick shout-out to that team because they've been a big part of this city, regardless of whether or not we talk about them.
Right, right.
The racing community, you know, couldn't live without them. And I'm just saying, it's a sad night, sad weekend for racing fans here in Colorado.
I agree. That is a bummer.
Please pull for Martin Truex Jr. on a Sunday at Homestead in Miami because
what do we have to do?
It would be great. He just has to win the race.
Okay.
Will he be busy
and
doing...
And then there's another race? No,
this is the final race.
Can we get him on then, or is he going to be doing Stephen Colbert show?
He's going to be on Letterman.
I'll work on it.
He's going to be on Letterman.
Shout out to Barney Visser, Joe Garrone, and all of them over at Furniture Row Racing.
No doubt, baby.
Any other shout-outs? Anybody else got something to say?
Shout-out to Grandview.
Yeah. Are you going to that game?
I'm going to get a shout-out.
You got a shout-out? Who you want a shout-out?
I'm going to give a shout-out to all the dads out there, man.
All right.
Happy Father's Day weekend.
Makes sense to me.
For my partner, D-Mac.
Should be Father's Day weekend every freaking weekend.
That's right, buddy.
Are the lights on?
tell the moms that.
That's right, buddy.
Are the lights on?
Happy Father's Day, fellas.
Let's
for my partner, D-Mac. For Big Sexy, for Kyle Berry, I'm Big Al. Have a great weekend. Go Broncos! Go Buffs!
Better to watch Broncos Chargers with than a guy who played for both teams. Bring Orlando Franklin into your living room. Be careful he doesn't find the fridge, though.
Hey, man, that's messed up, man. I already lost 30 pounds.
It's Orlando Franklin on Facebook Live breaking down Broncos Chargers this Sunday at 2. The best Broncos coverage. Sports Radio 104.3. The Fan.
Happy Friday. You made it. It's Big Sexy from The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac telling you all about Big O Tires Black Friday savings that you don't have to wait another week for. Because starting today through November 26, you can buy three, get one free on select sets of tires. Buy one, get one free on oil changes, alignments, and wiper blades. And save up to $190 off BF Goodrich or Michelin tires right now at Big O Tires. And if you don't have that money in your pocket right now, and Lord knows that you're probably sitting on the side of the road with a tire issue, they're not...